Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
South African Airways has confirmed it was hit by a significant cyber attack on Sunday. A statement from the airline says several internal systems were disrupted. However, interventions minimized disruptions to core flight operations and systems were restored the same day. Well, that's the official version. Some users were still reporting service interruptions on Monday, and a social media post on X said restoration efforts were ongoing. Importantly, no flights were affected by the incident. The biggest problems, according to the reports, on the SAA website. Two major mining houses, Gold Fields and Anglo Gold Ashanti, are suspending talks about combining their Iduapriem and Tarkwa mines in Ghana. The joint ventures were proposed more than 2 years ago. Now, the Johannesburg-headquartered companies say they have paused discussions to allow each company to focus on improving their standalone operations. Had the deal gone through, it would have created the largest gold mine in Africa. One commentator says the sharply higher gold price offers significant flexibility and optimality to the individual mines. Gold has surged roughly 75% since the proposed JV was announced. European markets took something of a hit yesterday on the surprise news that new German Chancellor-elect Friedrich Merz had failed to secure a majority in the first-round parliamentary vote to confirm him as Germany's next chancellor. Later in the day, round number two did confirm him. In Frankfurt, the DAX closed down just under 0.5%. Even so, most of the rest were flat ahead of today's US Fed decision on interest rates. Closer to home, the JSE All Share was a whisker beneath flat, the top 40 exactly flat. Also worth noting that ratings agency Moody's has cut its forecast for South Africa's growth rate to just 1.5% this year, and it's also readjusted its global forecast down to 1.9% for the year. Moody's cites tariffs, US-China tensions, and a dampening of investor sentiment in advanced economies. London's FTSE also ended flat. New York, however, went south, the Dow down 1%, the S&P 500 and the Nasdaq both a little less than that. Tokyo this morning, flat, Hong Kong up 0.5%, Sydney up 0.2%. The US dollar unchanged at 1.13 against the euro, the rand at 18.23 to the dollar, 20.68 to the euro, 24.33 to sterling, gold at 3,378, platinum 987, Bitcoin just over 96,500, and Brent crude oil $62.50 a barrel.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.